getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, would you look at that? Time once again for another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week of great old-time music. Glad you're tuning in. You are tuning in, aren't you? Somebody's listening to this. Otherwise, what would be the point? Well, I guess I get to listen to it, so that's still perfectly all right. Anyway, we got another hour of great old-time music for you here on the show like we do every week. And like we've been doing the last couple of weeks, I think all the records for this show are coming from the new shelves, which contain all the records that used to be under these counters that I couldn't hardly get to. I had to be really dedicated and crawl around under the counter and bonk my head and smash my knees, and so they didn't get played very much. Some of these I don't think I've ever been played because it was just too much work. So we're going to get rolling here with another batch of great old-time music. Now, they tell you in radio school, I won't tell you now. I'll tell you after we get things started. Herman Dinges and his Polka and Variety Band. This is the Roundup Polka.
Brandon's done and it's time for fun. Come join in the Roundup Polka. Folks from miles around, come on into town and dance to the Roundup Polka. Girlies by the score, dance till three or four and whoop it up with yippie-yippie-ohs. So bring your lady, swing your lady, let the light of morning find you doing the Roundup Polka.
See, there you go. A fun one there. I don't believe we've ever heard that one. Herman Dinges and his Polka and Variety Band there. That's the Roundup Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And I guess I can claim almost a connection. My wife is from Roundup, Montana. And I'm sure this band is not from Roundup, Montana. Let me see if it says anything on the record here. Oh, now I got the song stuck in my head. I don't see anything about where they're from on this record, which tends to happen, but it is also available in 8-track tape. Anyway, there you go. Rolling with another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. Next up, Fez Fritchie and his Goosetown Band. Goosetown being New Ulm, Minnesota, of course. And I don't think that this record amazed me when I pulled it off the shelf. It's a Soma record, which is from the Soma Record Company in Minneapolis. And Soma is the name Amos backwards. Amos Hiley Archer owned and operated that record company, and the name of the record company is his first name backwards. They put out a lot of good rock and roll records in the 50s and 60s. And this record looks like it's brand stinking new. I was like, holy cow, I didn't know I had one like this. Because usually most of my records, I call them local records because they're from Minnesota, which is where we're doing this show. So to me, they're local records. You rarely see one that has not just been played to smithereens. And this one's still looking good. Let's do the Rock and Roll Polka. Speaking of, they used to do rock and roll records at Soma, too. Lots of them. But this is a polka. Fez Frischi and his Goosetown Band, German style, the Rock and Roll Polka. There you go, Fast Frischi and his Goosetown Band, a German-style rock and roll polka. How's that for craziness here on the Oompa Hour, huh? Another exciting week because we're pulling out records that we've probably never played on the show before, and if we have, it's been a couple of years at least, if not longer. But most of these, I think, they just haven't been played. So we're digging them out. We're giving them a spin over the next few weeks. It's going to take a while to work our way through all the stuff I pulled out from under the counter. So, yeah. A lot of stuff to do. Now, how many bands have done Who Stole the Kiszka? A million of them. German style, Polish style, Czech style, Slav style. They've all done it. And I always tell myself I'm going to do this. I never do. Is I'm going to make a chart or a list or a thing. A meme. That's what people make these days. They make a meme. How many different ways have bands spelled the word Kiszka in the song Who Stole the Kiszka? It's amazing. I have Walter Solik in the band to do it for us now. I don't believe I've ever played the Walter Solik version of Who Stole the Kiszka, K-I-S-H-K-A. In this particular case, I have no idea which was correct, but I've seen at least six different versions of how to spell Kiszka. But anyway, here's the version done up by Walter Solik.
Someone stole the Kiszka, someone stole the Kiszka, someone stole my Kiszka from the butcher shop.
Hey! Who stole the Kiszka? Who stole the Kiszka? Who stole the Kiszka? Someone call a cop.
Round, firm, fully packed, it was hanging on a rack. Someone stole the Kiszka when I turned my back.
Hey, who stole the Kiszka? Who stole the Kiszka? Who's got the Kiszka? Won't you bring it back?
Someone stole the Kiszka, someone stole a Kiszka, someone stole my Kiszka from the butcher shop.
Hey, who stole the Kiszka? Who stole the Kiszka? Who stole the Kiszka? Someone call a cop.
You can take my shinka, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my blue suede shoes, bring back the kishka.
Hey, who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka?
Who's got the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
All right, who stole the kishka there? Walter Solik and the boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. One of the few records we ever play on the show that fades out. I'm like, that faded out. Nobody, they records just don't fade out on this show. It's not right. Anyway, we're doing another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. Glad you're along with us today. Want to talk briefly about World of Accordions Museum and invite you to stop by, pay them a visit for Pete's sake. Just because it's amazingly cool. Hey, it's summertime, it's traveling season, and you're going to be out and about. Think about Superior, Wisconsin. Huh? Why not? That's where you find World of Accordions Museum. Over 1,400 accordions on display. I was just talking to somebody, and I think I've mentioned it before when I've talked about them, is think of the weight. Think about how much that that museum weighs with 1,400 accordions in there. No tornado is going to pick that place up, I tell you. They've got a beautiful concert hall. They've got a gift shop. They have activities and jam sessions and concerts, all sorts of historical and memorabilia information and stuff like that. Just check it out. Look them up online, worldofaccordions.org. You can find out a lot more about them. They're on Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. They have you can check their calendar of events, see what they got going on this season that you might want to check out. But yeah, you can shop the gift shop online. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. All right. 10-4. I was going to mention when we first opened the show, I was going to tell you something, and then I said, no, I'm not going to tell you. And then I thought, well, I'll tell you later. Well, I'm going to tell you later. Now, here's the deal. In the radio business, they tell you to never tell your audience, you know, like if you make a mistake or there's a technical error or something's going on, never tell the audience. Most people will never notice. But I'm going to tell you anyway, because that's the kind of guy I am. It's summertime here in northern Minnesota. Finally, we have summertime weather. We have thunderstorms, which means we have heat and humidity, too, more days than not. And I do not know what the temperature is in the studio here. I forgot to look before I sat down. I'll look before the show's over. But it's hot in here, and the fan is on. And the fan is like 4 feet behind me, and it's not blowing right at me, but it's moving the air around. And if you're quiet, you can hear the fan running. And I'm just, somewhere out there, there's some real close listening person or somebody listening in their earbuds or some guy listening to the radio station somewhere, some engineer, and they're going, I can hear some kind of background noise. What's wrong? It's the fan running in the background. I don't mean, let me see how you turn it up, see if you can hear it here, just to prove it's there. Can you hear that? That's the fan running. Anyway, it's keeping me from melting, and it's very key to the entire show here on the Oompa Hour this week. Now, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you'll remember about a year and a half ago, more than that now, I guess. Oh, about a year and a half, I guess. I had my left knee replaced. They took out my knee and put in a titanium one. How's that for high tech? And now my other knee is starting to hurt. And I don't know what I did yesterday, but I was walking up the stairs and something inside there just went rip, and the pain was incredible. And I'm getting by with, what is it, Aleve and ibuprofen. That's my mixture of medicine for this until I can see the doc. They're like, you can come in and see a nurse practitioner. No, I want to see my doctor. Anyway, so I found an appropriate song by a group that I think has been on the show before, but it's been a long time, and I don't know how to pronounce their name, which is sad. I believe it's the Kreiger Brothers, K-R-Y-G-E-R, the Kreiger Brothers, and they're going to sing this song in Polish, so I have no idea what they're singing, but it's the perfect song for somebody with an injured knee, and it's like down the side of my leg, and it hurts, and it's not professional to complain about it, so I'm not gonna. But this is the My Leg Hurts Oberek, okay? And if you speak Polish, send me an email and tell me what the heck they're singing, because I have no idea.
Boli mnie noga we mnie, nie mogę chodzić dobrze. Ale tańcować mogę, zawiążę krótko nogę. Ale tańcować mogę, zawiążę krótko nogę. Oj dana, 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 oj dana, dana, dana. Oj dana, 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 oj dana, dana, dana. Oj, dana, dana, dana. dziewczę potańcować. A że to wietrowela, nie se, nie chcę, nie mogę. Jestem chora na nogę, nie se, nie chcę, nie mogę. Jestem chora na nogę. Oj, dana, 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 oj, dana, dana, dana. Oj, dana, 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 oj, dana, dana, dana. Chcę potańcować, a że to wielko starać. Już chcę, już chcę, już mogę. Jestem zdrowa na nogę. Już chcę, już chcę, już mogę. Jestem zdrowa na nogę. La 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 la. Oj, dana, dana, dana. Oj, dana, dana, dana. Oj, dana, dana, dana.
Don't you just feel like I've hit a vein of great records that we have never heard before? My leg hurts, Oberic. I have no idea what he was singing there, but my leg hurts, and it seemed like a very appropriate song for this week's edition of the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along with us for another show. Stacks of records to play all the time, and I see I have another stack over here to my left, to the far side of turntable number one that is beginning to teeter. Hang on a second. Most people would do this during a record, but hang on. I'm trying to just shore up that stack a little bit before we have another record cave in. All right, I got the Polish Kid up next. The great thing about the Polish Kid is that he calls himself the Polish Kid. I've never figured out how to pronounce his name. And I'm sure there are hundreds of you out there that know. Don Czechoszewski. You believe that? Czechoszewski. It could be. I've never known for sure. What I should do is like try to look up on YouTube somebody interviewing him or doing a commercial for him or something where they actually say the name. I think they just call him the Polish Kid. He's known as the Polish Kid. I don't know. And just to make it difficult to get the song title, it's one big long word, but if you look at it close, it's Bibbidi Bobbidi Boop is the name of the song. Not Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, like, what is it, Cinderella? This is Bibbidi Bobbidi Boop. And I don't know, but this is the Polish Kid. There you go, the Polish Kid there, sing along with Bibbidi Bobbidi Boop. It's a classic, I'm telling you. If I had time, I'd play it again. Yeah, like it matters, I could play it again anyway. Who's going to yell at me? Myself? But I'm not going to. But anyway, that was the Polish Kid. Now, I know that there are people celebrating birthdays, at least this week, and I should get in a habit of playing some sort of a birthday song every week for the people who are celebrating a birthday during the week. By the way, the country will be celebrating a birthday this week, depending when you're listening to the show, because it's a weekly show and different stations played on different days. But 4th of July is either coming up or it's just gone by, which means it would be after and it'd be like the weekend and you're probably still celebrating. So I will play a tune for the 4th of July here before the show is over this week. And I have no idea where I was going with the entire conversation. Oh, yeah, birthdays. So happy birthday to you if you're having a birthday this weekend. And I have Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push, another one of my favorites. There's another, well, they're all vintage records. There's another vintage song. We're playing records on this show. None of them are new. This is the Birthday Party Polka.
Just the other day, a surprise birthday party friends had made for me. All my girlfriends were invited and all of the guys, and you should have seen my face when they yelled out surprise. It was my birthday party just the other day, a surprise birthday party friends had made for me. There were clowns, streamers, candles, photographs and food, pretzels, candy, crackers, peanuts, wine, and lots of booze. Just the other day, a surprise birthday party friends had made for me. I had so much fun, wished it would never end. Birthday parties make me feel just like a kid again. It was my birthday party just the other day, a surprise birthday party friends had made for me. And I guess the best thing I can wish for you is happy birthday, hope your friends make you a party too.
There you go, Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push and the Birthday Party Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I should make it a thing to every week at least remember to say happy birthday to people. Maybe I could even go crazy and like check the calendar and give you the names of famous people that had birthdays that week. Wouldn't that be fun? Would I do it for the upcoming? Yeah, there's an idea that just happened live here in the show, I'm telling you. How about something bohemian style? We don't do that very often. A lot of Polish, a lot of German, a lot of Slovenian style. This one says right on the record that it is bohemian music. It's bohemian style polkas and waltzes here on the record by Ted Nosek's band. It says Ted Nosek's Bohemia. And I don't know that that's the name of the band. And it happens to be featuring a couple of girls singing, but I'm playing the side that doesn't have any singing because I'm ridiculous that way. Anyway, Ted Nosek's Bohemia, it says, this is cleverly titled Our Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, Ted Nosek's Bohemia is what it says on the record. That is called Our Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm Tim, by the way. I don't believe I've ever introduced myself. I always just call it Tim Zumpa Hour. For all you know, my name is Phil. But it makes total sense now, doesn't it? I think that every so often, you have to play a song just for the sole purpose. I'm trying to sort out what I'm doing here. I realize I'm being unprofessional and going off microphone, and I don't care. Every now and then you got to play a song. I always try to play songs that you don't always hear, just, you know, to keep it interesting. But every now and then you got to play a song everybody knows by a band everybody knows, just so it gets stuck in everybody's head. It's what they call nowadays an earworm. We used to just call it you had a song stuck in your head, but now it's an earworm. We don't play Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra very often, and you would think we would. I'm the only guy. Anyway, you would think you'd hear a lot of Jimmy Sturr records on the show because they made a million records. And I can't remember if it was Jimmy Sturr or Frankie Yankovic, but both of them won a ton of Grammys back in the day when they had Grammy Awards that included polka music. And I can't remember who won more Grammys, if it was Frankie Yankovic or Jimmy Sturr. I think it was Jimmy Sturr. Won just a ton of them anyway. So let's play a song by Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra that everybody knows with the intention of getting this stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Here's the Pennsylvania Polka. Stirring the orchestra there. That's the Pennsylvania Polka. See you stuck in your head rest of the day. Very, very easy to do here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Speaking of stuck in your head, let's do another one that everybody knows that's going to be stuck in your head, but by a band you probably don't know unless you're from the upper Midwest. It's a group called the Tibor Brothers, T-I-B-O-R, and they are from Hebron, North Dakota. In heaven, there is no beer.
That's why we drink.
the Tibor Brothers from Hebron, North Dakota there. In heaven, there is no beer here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. Look at that. Two songs that are going to be in your head for the rest of the day with the Pennsylvania Polka from Jimmy Sturr before that. I'm telling you, it's a wild day here in the Oompa Hour. Now, I know that we have played Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls before on the show. All-girl polka band. And the reason that happens, even though I'm pulling records out from under this counter that I haven't been able to get to for several years, is because I know I have more than one copy of this record. So, you know, it increases the odds of stumbling upon it when I'm pulling out records to play in the show. This is called Someone Out There. There's some... Wait, I gotta look at the record. What is it? I have been off mic more in this show than any other show in the history of the show. Someone is looking for someone like you. See, you can see how I got confused about that. Here's Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls. There you go. Someone somewhere is looking for someone just like you. Did I get that title right? I don't know. Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I don't know. I'm having so much fun digging through records that I haven't been able to get to for so long that I'm not paying attention like I normally do to the details here on the show. By golly, but yeah, we still got time for plenty of records. You know, in the show every week, we always try to do a waltz, and the time has come to do a waltz now. And I have Pete and the Polka Timers to do a waltz for us. They're from Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is the Cuckoo Waltz.
Thank you.
See, that cuckoo was getting tired out by the end there, huh? There you go, Pete and the Polka Timers with the Cuckoo Waltz. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And, spinning the polka records for another week like we do each and every week here on the show. One of my favorite bands out of Minneapolis back in the 70s and 80s, the Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble. And they had their own record label, Aleatoric Records, made a lot of great records down there. And this is a great one from them. And it's an Oberic done with a Tom T. Hall song. If you remember, Tom T. Hall had a big record called I Like Beer, and they're doing it to an Oberic tempo. And here's the Mrozinski Brothers.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. My wife often frowns when we're out on the town and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth and thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by.
I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer.
It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. Sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine.
I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer.
It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
The Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble there. And yes, he loves beer here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. There's one I don't think we've ever played before. Now, let's stir up the controversy a little bit. You may remember the movie from a couple of years ago about the Yon LaWan story. And everybody pronounces his name differently. And they decided, I think, in the movie that it just doesn't matter because it's spelled J-A-N-L-E-W-A-N. Yon LaWan or Yon LaWan. Or Jan Levan. I don't know. I always said Yon LaWan, but we'll see. Anyway, I'm not going to get into all the controversy about his career, but it's an interesting movie. What is it called? The Polka King, I think it's called. Jack Black is in it. Anyway, the music's perfectly fine. This is called Don't You Worry.
Don't you worry, don't you worry. Nobody will take your glory. Don't you worry, don't you worry, nobody will take your glory. Leave your trouble far behind, you are winner all the time. Don't you worry, nobody will take your glory. Don't you worry, nobody will take your glory. Don't you worry, nobody will take your glory. You keep telling everyone that you are always number one. Don't you worry, nobody will take your glory. Don't you worry, I won't take your glory. Don't you worry, I won't take your glory. Everybody has the space, everybody has the place. Don't you worry, we won't take your glory.
Fun anyway. Jan Levon there, the Don't You Worry Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, of course, what do we got? Time for a couple more records in the show yet this week. We'll see how it goes here. Trying to squeak them in there. What do we have coming up? Oh, the Vrazels Polka Band. In fact, we're going to have a song they're going to sing in Czech coming up next, so stick around.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kev's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, let's get back to work here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, spinning the polka records like we do every week on the show. And I forget to mention, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. Many ways to do it. You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. That'd be one option. That's call or text. I mean, you'll get the answering thing because, you know, I'm not sitting in the studio 24-7, and who knows when you're hearing the show or what time it is. 218-259-2987. Feel free to send a text if you want. Email us, oompahour@aol.com, or facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways, you can get a message to us, all right? The Red Rose Polka, it's Razzle's Polka Band, and we have a lot of times we play songs they're singing in Polish. Rare occasions, singing in German. This one, they're singing in Czech. So here you go. Polka Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. What does the old clock on the wall say? It says we could sneak in another record. That's what it says. How about Polka Chet and his orchestra? I think about 3 or 4 years ago we may have played this one. Polka Chet and the orchestra telling it like it is, man. This is called We Don't Make Any Money.
Thank you. playing Nando. We go out for fun. We go out to meet our friends. They're always on the run. Now when the play is finished and the dancing done, oh, we don't make any money, but we have a lot of fun.
Oh, we don't make any money, but we have a lot of fun. We don't make any money, but we have a lot of fun.
Now when the play is finished and the dancing's done, oh, we don't make any money, but we have a lot of fun. For scotch and soda, we go out for rum. Now when the play is finished and the dancing done, oh, we don't make any money, but we have a lot of fun.
Oh, we don't make any money, but we have a lot of fun. We don't make any money, but we have a lot of fun.
Now when the play is finished and the dancing's done, oh, we don't make any money, but we have a lot of fun.
Polka Chet and his orchestra there. I feel your pain, Chet. We don't make any money, but we have a lot of fun, don't we? Anyway, that's how things go here on the old Oompa Hour. Man, there's a lot of records that haven't been played in a long time. We're going to keep at it week after week after week here. So stick with us, you know what I mean?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced in the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, Cabs Records, and World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.